This is New England Public Radio News. UMass Amherst has come under criticism for recently asking a student to take down an anti-Nazi sign from her dorm room window. New England Public Radio's Saskia DeMelker has more.
Earlier this month, a swastika drawing was found on a student's door on campus after numerous similar incidents this past semester. At the time, UMass didn't immediately put out a statement condemning the drawing, which vandalized a Hanukkah sign. That prompted third-year student Nicole Parsons to put up a sign that included profanity. F Nazis, you are not welcome here. Except it didn't just say F.
Administration isn't saying anything, so I thought someone should. I guess I was just hoping that that person who did it would see, and instead of thinking that their actions are okay, there's someone out there who's saying what you did isn't okay.
Parsons says that she was approached last week twice by Residence Life staff who asked her to take the sign down, but she didn't. So a residence director sent her an email asking that she remove the anti-Nazi sign so that, quote, all students can be part of an inclusive residential experience.
I was so shocked and so angry that they had said that.
UMass declined an interview, but did post a statement on Facebook saying that the email to Parsons about inclusiveness should not have been sent. Instead, the university highlighted its emphatic rejection of Nazis and said it respects Parsons' right to display the sign. And UMass says she can keep it up. Rabbi Aaron Fine is executive director of UMass Hillel. He says the incident underscores that communication is critical in how the university handles anti-Semitic hate crimes.
The communication is very important for students feeling like these things are being taken seriously and that the administration really, really cares about them.
Fine says the email to Parsons was an unfortunate mistake, but does not reflect the administration's policies or views.
I think it was a mess up by a fairly on the ground level employee. And if anything, I think that there just needs to be tighter oversight and tighter protocols for when you respond to any incident of this sensitivity.
Parsons is now moving off campus and plans to put the sign up in the window of her new apartment. For New England Public Radio, I'm Saskia DeMelker.